B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Well, are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
Oh, I cannot believe how much parents will spend on back-to-school stuff for each kid.
It's a lot. Each kid?
Each
kid. I saw the number. I thought that was for the whole fam.
Well, wow. No. I mean, there are two different numbers. One's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about this gentleman here. You want to be this guy, okay?
Okay.
At least I would. He's an inspiration. Plus, from that guy to this guy, Guy Fieri.
Okay.
He's put together a baseball classic mashup that I'm not sure if it's going to be weird or
wonderful.
Okay. You decide coming up. But first,
oh, I will.
Let me tell you about this guy. He is a World War II pilot, 103-year-old veteran from Britain. Daniel Birch felt right at home, even at 103, when he strapped himself into a plane with ease. His muscle memory guided his hands as he clicked his seatbelt back into place, something he's done countless times before because he was an instructor, a pilot instructor in World War II.
Really?
And he got a chance to get back into the same plane that he was teaching those British pilots back in World War II. It was a biplane. He said, I miss flying even at my age, but they took off as part of the Dreams flight operation where they'll take old veterans up for that last, maybe it's not their last flight, maybe it isn't, but would you imagine that? 103 years old, strapped to a plane and just go, soaring the blue skies once again.
Once again.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
At 103, that was a great story.
That is a great story. I didn't know they did that. That's kind of a neat program.
We salute that guy.
Do you?
All right, stay tuned for the other guy we salute,
too. Okay.
Guy Fieri. Okay, all right, LBF.
Okay, well, back to school. I can't even believe we're talking about it, but it's true. Kids are going to go back to school fairly early this year. I know, like, a lot of schools before Labor Day. How much are you going to spend on each kid? According to parents, $498.
I thought that was for the whole family.
It doesn't seem that way because I think it's per kid because there was another study that said the average parent was planning to spend $843 per kid.
No, it's no way.
Well, clothes are expensive. Here's a breakdown of the top five things they buy. Hand sanitizer, backpacks, shoes, school supplies, and clothing.
Okay. How much have things changed? Okay, not to date myself, but we didn't have backpacks. You had a strap, and you tied your books together.
Oh, my God, Laura Ingalls Wilder.
I did, right?
Really?
No, I don't remember.
What did Pa Ingalls say? I have a great day at school.
I don't remember having a backpack.
I didn't have a backpack. I left my books at home, at school.
What if you had a book bag?
Yeah, but I never brought books home. Maybe that's why I'm in the industry I'm in. But I backpacks are a new phenomenon.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, the last 25 years.
That's why these kids all bad backs.
Right.
You see them.
Exactly. And they're expensive. Pardon ones.
And God forbid you use the same one as last year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Loser. No, it's not true. Anyway.
So, we didn't bring hand sanitizer either. Dirty hands.
Dirty
hands.
Hand.
And you ate that bologna sandwich with your dirty hands. That's right. Okay. Yeah, memory lane.
Yeah.
Isn't this sweet? Hey, this Thursday, Fox TV is going to have the Field of Dreams on. It is really incredible. What they're doing is they're playing a baseball game, a bona fide baseball game between the Yankees and the Chicago White Sox next to the Field of Dreams in Iowa, where the movie was filmed.
Yeah.
But Guy Fieri's getting involved. He's taking his kids to everybody there to Flavortown. Check this out. He's created a special hot dog apple pie just for the occasion.
I'm listening.
Okay. So here's what he's done. It is described as a hot dog smothered in Guy's homemade bacon jam and apple filling, then placed inside a flaky rectangle-shaped pie crust, then drizzled with apple mustard, brown sugar, and apple pie spice. Guy calls it a funky throwback snack. He thinks people will love it. Think about that. Your hot dog and apple pie kind of together.
I don't know.
Weird,
I mean,
or
I'm willing to go down the road
yeah.
and test it.
I'd have a bite of that.
But I don't know if I'm ordering it again.
Yeah, that, no, it's a one time.
What an innovator. What a man.
I think
he's
that's
the
pretty
Einstein
good.
Of food.
Isn't he, though?
Flavor
he's
town.
Quite a guy.
Yes. He's a national treasure.
I think he is. I want to go to Flavor Town.
Who doesn't?
Right.
It's the best town ever. It's almost as good as Sandwich.
Another Flavor Town. Good point. 623.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.